I don't know whether you saw the absolute devastation that I witnessed on the TV the other night of Beirut and how that explosion of ammonium nitrate just absolutely destroyed a lot of the city, you know, and there were just so many broken pieces, and that seemed like that was all that was left behind. And it, out of that moment of incredible destruction, there was one sort of quite amazing little video, and it was of a grandmother playing her piano in the midst of all of her apartment that had been totally disheveled, and there was pieces everywhere. And her name was May Abud Melki, and I'm probably pronounced that wrong, sorry, 79-year-old, and she was playing Auld Lang Syne on her piano in her broken apartment. And if you come over to the website, turningthepage.co.nz, you'll be able to see the YouTube clip of her sitting there in the in her apartment just playing this tune while her family members tried to pick up the pieces and make sense of it all. And apparently then afterwards she went on to play some Arabic hymns, which caused those around her to gather around her and to start worshipping. And her niece, who, granddaughter, sorry, who was videoing this, she said that to see her grandmother, lean into her faith and lean into God was something that was a strong message to her community and our family immediately. And I think it's also sent a huge message to the world of, I suppose, resilience, of hope, of singing even in our pain, or playing even in our pain. Look, most of us will never have to face the type of devastation caused by such an explosion. But, you know, it could be an earthquake, a hurricane, tornado, bushfires that happen in Australia, our neighbours, that bring us to a place of needing to pick up the pieces. And as you listen to what I'm going to share today, and as you read it, maybe when you come over to read on the blog, I want you to tap into those emotions of devastation and loss. You know, something has swept through your life, and now it's like everything has been turned upside down, shaken around, and thrown to the four corners of the universe. And you're left with just a few fragments from which to rebuild. As part of my own personal devotional life, I like to meditate on scripture. And one of the things, ways I do this is through an ancient spiritual discipline or formation thing called Lectio Divina. And in Lectio Divina, what you do is the listener to becomes quiet and listens to a passage of scripture, and you allow God to speak to you personally through that passage. And I use a podcast called Daily Lectio Divina. And if you're not sure how to spell it, it's Lectio, is Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina, but it's called pronounced Lectio. And one of the readings that I listened to this week was about the feeding of the 5,000 by Jesus and the miraculous turning of a few loaves of bread and some fish into this banquet for the multitude. And at the very end of the story, is a mention of the cleanup crew. You know, the cleanup crew, you know, they go through and they clean up all the rubbish and stuff afterwards. a big sporting event. Well, they had a cleanup crew for Jesus. And it says in Matthew 14:20, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces. You know, and I could see people fanning out and collecting the scraps. You know, their tummies were full, but there was a joy and amazement, and there were songs of thankfulness as they picked up the pieces of fish and bread into baskets. But what was going through my mind was, what did they do with those pieces of fish and bread? And did they get creative and make some sort of fish cake? You know, they didn't have freezers in those days, of course, to store it for later use. So perhaps they gave it away. And I think that's probably what they did do. You know, as they traveled along, you know, following Jesus, they told the story of what had happened, and they shared the bread and the fishes, and they gave it out the next few days before it got to, you know. They and others feasted on the leftovers, the broken pieces. You know, we all like nice stories. We love that story of Jesus, don't we? Everyone is happy, full stomachs, and the hearts and the needs of the heart, they're met. We like it like that, don't we? You know, for Jesus, there were thousands, probably 10,000 people, okay, of happy people following him. Ministerial success. He was now the leader of a mega church. Yet a few years later, after walking a very, very narrow path, crushing discipleship, only a few friends remained. You know, I wonder sometimes just how long Jesus would last in our modern PC church world. You know, political correctness, pastoral correctness, might just see him excommunicated while the good people continue to sing him their happy songs. Life is full of broken pieces, leftovers after a storm of life. You know, the marriage fails, a child dies, cancer rages through the body. You're made redundant after years and years of faithful service, no longer needed. A pandemic sweeps through your village or your town, through your community. You sit and look at all the shards of debris and Grandma moves to the piano. She's been there before. You know, she knows the grit and grind of what actually life is all about. There is a time to lament and mourn, and then there is a time to pick up the pieces. Now, what prompted the nudge? You know, as I pondered over the passage, I wondered why Spirit, Holy, gave Matthew the nudge to write that little facet of the story down. Perhaps God wanted us to know that how amazing the miracle was and that there was so much left over. Or might it be that God wanted us to know that there was a divine interest in the broken pieces, those little things that most would discard as being worthless, the scraps of our lives. You know, your broken pieces, those things that might seem as leftovers and trash the most, may just have a purpose as you rebuild out of the devastation. The pieces of a jigsaw puzzle might come together and form a new mosaic, a new pattern, a new picture of beauty. Years and years ago, I had the opportunity to visit with my wife the ancient city of Ephesus. And it was a city of ruins, but it was also a city where I knew that Apostle Paul had walked and talked. And I went into the Colosseum or whatever it is, you know, the big auditorium there, and thought, Paul probably spoke here. Whoa. But as we walked down the streets, our guide called us over to the sidewalk. And then he took out his water bottle and squirted some water onto the pavement, and with the dust washed off, there was a beautiful mosaic appeared, like all the little tiles and the Benin pattern and all the colours, ancient colours, thousands of years old. They just burst out from under the dirt and washed us with delight. You know, broken pieces of various colours all arranged into a pattern. Someone had done that. Someone thousands of years ago had collected some broken pieces, and with, I believe, Spirit-led creative collaboration and celebration, made art for us to enjoy. Look, as you've listened to me and watched me, this may nudge something about you and the broken pieces in your life, and I hope so. And what is the invite God is whispering to you? Can you pick up a few broken pieces and form them into a mosaic that might help you make sense of it all? We do it slowly and with the sense that this artwork can take as long as it needs to take. There's no rush or demand to perform to anyone, including yourself. And your broken piece artwork may be the gift another person is needing to savor off in their broken world experience. The challenge, of course, is whether you're willing to look at your broken pieces, to own them and the pain they contain, and then invite the Jesus of miracles to come and co-create a new mosaic out of those broken pieces. You see, mental health is acknowledging the broken pieces in our lives and then with spirit-led creative design, join them together as a gift to yourself and others. Hey, here's some quotes to consider. Can my world ever be rebuilt? Do I have any value? Can I be useful again? Is there anything? Is there life after failure? My answer is yes. That is what grace is all about. A marvelous, forgiving, healing grace that says all things can be new. Gordon MacDonald. Here's another Gordon MacDonald quote. Tell Moses, Zechariah, and Elizabeth, and St. Paul that the broken world experience is an addendum, an add-on to life. Tell them that the pressure, failure, and embarrassment are not part of the course of human development and maturation. They simply won't agree. They will say that sorrow, pain, and stress are the graduate school of godly character and capacity if people are willing to enroll. The problem they may suggest is that the school has too many no-shows and dropouts. Gordon MacDonald. And a final Gordon MacDonald quote. In pain, failure, and brokenness, God does his finest work in the lives of people. Gordon MacDonald. Henri Nouwen. If the church has a future, there's a future with the poor in whatever form. And Larry Crabb, got us some Larry Crabb in here. Brokenness is a condition, one that is always there, inside, beneath the surface, carefully hidden for as long as we can keep a facade in place. We live in brokenness. We just don't always see it, either in ourselves or in others. And a final Larry Crabb. A central task of community is to create a place that is safe enough for the walls to be torn down, safe enough for each of us A central task of community is to create a place that is safe enough for the walls to be torn down, safe enough for each of us to own and to reveal our brokenness. Some questions. Number one. Where have you had a broken world experience? Two, there is a time and a place for everything. How much time do we allow ourselves or give permission to ourselves to own the fact that we have broken pieces? Three, what would be an example in your life where a few broken pieces have come together to form a mosaic of beauty? So I'd like you to email me if you've got some comments or thoughts or questions about what I've written and shared here. It's barry@turningthepage.co.nz. Love to hear from you. And perhaps you'd like to become part of my team or part of my supporters here. I've got costs in running this, but I've got some great people who are supporting me, as little as $1 a month, US. And if you want to find out more about that, it's turningthepage.co.nz/support. And until next week, I pray that if spirit is exposing to you some of your broken pieces, that you would not avoid them, that you'd look at them, you'd talk about them with somebody else, and that you would grow through them, and that you would develop a new mosaic in your life. Hey, thanks for watching and listening. And I do pray that you would join me next week and have a great week. Okay, bye.